Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show.
Hi everybody, this is your host Barbara Hofmeister to today's To Be show. And our show today is going to be slightly different, most probably, because I have a psychic on the line. And as you know, I don't know that much about psychics. So I'm a little bit nervous. I'm also very excited to actually have Lucia on the line. Her name is Lucia Reed, and she was born into a psychic household, and I want to hear all about that. She works with spirit guides that since she was a toddler, since she was a little girl. So this is going to be really interesting because she has decades of experience in this field, and I am super excited that that we have Lucia today, and we will get into the interview immediately. Lucia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Barbara. Hi.
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you today?
Very well. I'm very well. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fantastic. We had the first really incredible spring day, warm outside. Sun's just going down. You know, it's early evening here. An absolutely stunning day, and I feel very happy. So tell us a little bit about your psychic household and how you were guided by spirit guides since you were a toddler.
Well, my mother was a psychic medium, and so were her friends. The circle of friends that she had were psychics and mediums, people who were connected to spirit and focused on spirit and studied metaphysics. So this is the household into which I was born, so it was very natural for me to develop my psychic abilities, which everyone has. It's just a matter of focusing on it and developing it like anything else. I was encouraged. I was fortunate in that I was encouraged and given the space to develop what was naturally there. When I was a little child, I used to see this lovely lady. I mean, I remember, I have a very long memory. I remember clearly books that I was reading before my brother was born, and I was just shy of three when he was born. I mean, golden books, they're children's, obviously, you know, toddler books, but I remember them. And I remember being a very little child, maybe 2 or 3 years old, and this lovely lady would come to me, and together we would solve people's problems. My mother would find me sitting in my playroom talking to someone. I don't know if she could actually see her, but she respected the fact that I could see her. And we were, you know, I was babbling, I was a toddler, and I was helping this lady solve problems. So I've been apparently doing this work for a very long time, working with spirit guides. And today I know who some of my guides are, and I work with them on a much more conscious level than I did, obviously, as a little child.
Uh-huh.
It's very exciting work.
It sounds very exciting. I mean, I really want to learn more about it because I have a friend, an American friend, that has three spirit guides that actually advise him on business. And he comes up with the most amazing ideas sometimes. And I'm just, like, flabbergasted, you know, just sitting there. And I'm, like, awed, totally awed. And I said, where did you get that idea from? You know, it sounds brilliant. He said, I don't know. It just came to me. It was just like they gave it to me, you know, they fed it to me. So Yeah, I want to hear more about that. How can you actually use it in normal everyday life? Because I imagine that it's extremely useful, you know, when you have somebody who has a totally different experience and a totally different viewpoint.
Absolutely. We all have spirit guides, Barbara. Every single one of us has more than one spirit guide. And we can access the wisdom and the guidance that they have to offer us in lots of ways. One of the simplest ways is through dreams. Now, every single person, even people who say that they don't dream, do indeed dream. Everyone dreams. As a matter of fact, on average, most people have 1,400 dreams a year. And in a lifetime, you're going to spend 6 years of your life dreaming, not sleeping, but 6 years of your life dreaming. So that is a very important source of inspiration that's available to everybody, because everybody sleeps and everybody dreams. And when we're dreaming, we have turned off that little editing, that little discernment that says, oh, that can't be happening, or oh, that's not real. And we just accept whatever is given to us, and we get the most amazing answers in our dreams. Now, I'm not saying they all come from spirit guides. As a matter of fact, science has shown that when we're sleeping, we're more apt to solve problems, because they believe that we are actually moving information from our short-term to our long-term memory, thereby delivering the problem-solving information that we need to the parts of the brain that know what to do with it. So there may very well be a scientific aspect to the question of problem-solving during dreams, but I also believe very strongly that we are guided by our spirit guides in dreams. And if we practice paying attention to our dreams and understanding the meanings, we dream in metaphors, understanding the symbols that are being given to us while we're sleeping, while we're dreaming, we'll find that all sorts of problems are solved and creative inspiration comes to us. The list is so long of creative projects that have been inspired by dreams, and business scientific breakthroughs that were inspired by dreams. And I know in my own life, personally, I can ask a question. I can ask a simple question like, gee, should I do this or should I not do that? And I will dream about it that night. And I'll get an answer. Yes, I should do it. Or no, I'm falling off a cliff. And I'll think, okay, well, that was a no. You know? I don't think I'll do that. And I follow that inspiration, and I find it never lets me down. Never lets me down because it's coming from a higher source.
That sounds really inspiring and very helpful. I find that actually when you are awake, when you ask your subconscious a question, it gives you an answer. But normally the answer is so simple that we just tend not to accept it, you know. I do that quite often when I don't know in which direction to go with the next project or with something that, you know, some issues. And I just sit down for a few minutes and calm down and get myself into a state of being grounded and centered. And then I ask the questions and I get answers. Not long answers, very short and simple answers. And I know, I tell people how, you know, I teach people how to do that. And they say, yeah, but it can't be that simple. But that's it. You know, we make life complicated, but in reality, it is that simple. And we do have the answers within us. That's for sure. I also ask people to go, you know, to show an attitude of gratitude in the evening before they go to sleep and actually give thanks, because I believe that when you go to sleep in a positive note, you have different dreams than when you go to sleep, you know, after watching a violent film on TV, for instance. This is what they show here in Germany on television late at night, all this violent blood stuff that I hate.
Yes.
And if you go to sleep with those, you know, impressions in your mind, I mean, obviously your dreams are not going to be the same, I imagine.
Absolutely. I think it's very important. You've just hit on something that's very important, Barbara, and that is to cultivate an attitude of appreciation when you wake up, and when you go to sleep, and also when you wake up. I like to start my day thinking in a positive way about the day that's coming and think about the things that I'm looking forward to, because I believe very strongly that what you put your attention on and what you set your intention on, in other words, where you are putting your energy, create your life. Your life will follow your intention. So it's really important to intend for things to go well and to expect things to go well and to appreciate what does go right rather than focusing on the things that don't go the way you want them to.
Mm. Isn't it funny that we tend to focus on what's not working? We tend to focus on the problems and not on the solution or on what we really want. And this is my belief, that this is why so much goes wrong for so many lives, because their focus is constantly, they are mulling over the problems and issues and challenges and criticisms that they have in their life, and they mull it over and over and over, and by focusing on that, obviously they get more of that. So how can people, I mean, I also recommend that people give thanks in the morning and in the night and expect only the best for their lives and focus on what they really want instead of focusing on the problems that they see in this moment. And I know that it works because it's working in my life and it's working on those people that follow my advice on that. But how can you help people actually hear their guides
communicate with their guides? Mm-hmm. Well, there are meditations that you can use. Like anything else, when we're talking about psychic work or right-brained work, intuitive work, we're talking about subtle energies. And you really have to pay attention. You have to bring that level of attention to really a deeper level in order to hear on that subtle level of energy that we're talking about when we're talking about spirit guides. So it takes practice. Now, I'm not saying this takes forever or, you know, you need a guru or any of this stuff. It really is simple. As you say, Barbara, most of the important things in life, maybe all of the important things in life, are really simple. Mm-hmm. Not so easy, but simple. And the same is true with not always easy. But simple. And the same is true with spirit guides. So to make that connection, I would suggest that people spend time in nature, spend time in quiet contemplation, spend time in meditation or prayer. I sort of think of meditation and prayer as two sides of the same coin. When I'm in prayer mode, I'm talking, you know, or I'm sending out energy. I'm sending out loving energy to someone who's sick or something like that. That's how I pray personally. And when I'm in meditation, I'm in receiving mode. I may ask a question and then go into meditation and listen for the answer. So I'm listening. And in the vast majority of cases, I think most people can get a lot out of meditation that is simply listening. They really don't have to do anything more complicated than that, than just to take a few deep, calming breaths and listen. Listen to the universe. Listen to their guidance. Some people are visual, and they will actually see an image of something that will help to direct them and guide them. Other people may hear something. Other people may feel something that they just understand, or the information is just given to them, and they understand what it is that's the right next step for them. Or if they're thinking about, should I take this job or should I not take this job, they suddenly know. Well, they suddenly know because they are opening themselves to that guidance. So really, it's simply about calming yourself, quieting yourself, and listening.
Yeah, I find that to be absolutely vital today. It's getting more, in my eyes, it's getting more and more vital, because when you look at the people in the towns, for instance, or in the cities, they are constantly plugged in. I mean, they have their MP3 players in their ears, or they have their cell phones in their ears, or they're messaging. I had a lady that told me that she has sent 4,000 messages in 1 month. That's 120 a day. I mean, that doesn't give you any space to live, and it definitely doesn't give you space anymore to be and to be yourself and to contemplate on your life. So I totally second what you just said. I mean, we need to give ourselves the space, we need to give ourselves the time to contemplate and listen within, because all the answers are there that we're looking for and that we're struggling in some cases so hard to find, and they're all already there. We just have to listen.
Well, yes, that's right. And I think that if we can just stop, you know, what you were just describing is a perfect example of a person who, in my view, it would be very beneficial to stop. That lady, if she would just stop everything, stop for a little while in the course of her day, take some time to just stop and not be doing anything, not be thinking, not be planning, not be writing, not be receiving, just stop and be in that space and in that time, be beneficial, be feeling gratitude, be feeling in a positive mood, focusing on happiness and focusing on what she does want in her life, and just stopping. She will find that she's given guidance, she's given information. A lot of people waste time and chase their tails because they're so busy that they're not listening to the guidance that's being given to them that would smooth the way, that would ease the way, that would simplify things for them if they would only stop and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that worrying, someone said once that worrying is praying for something you don't want. And I think that is so, I love that.
I love that too, yeah.
That is so true, because when you're worrying, you're actually asking for it to come to you. You're empowering it. You're giving it your energy, and you're making it more likely that it will happen. So
yeah.
Worrying is the worst thing anyone can ever do. That's not only a waste of time, but it's a negative use of your time. It's powering up something you don't want.
I call worry fear in action, because that's what it is. It's fear that is taking action because you're giving it so much attention and you are focusing everything on that. And my mom used to be a person like that. You know, she was constantly worrying about something or other that would most probably never happen. But because she was focusing on it, it was always in her mind. And she drove us nuts at times, you know, just because she worried about this, she worried about me going out in the evening, you know, when I was older, and it just didn't make any sense because, she wasn't worried when I lived abroad. When I went abroad, I was 19 when I went to England to live, and she didn't worry while I was in England. But as soon as I came home for a few days vacation, she didn't want to let me out of her eyesight. You know, it was like, oh, I don't know what will happen to you. I said, but Mom, when I'm in England, you sleep. When I'm in Germany, you know, just maybe two streets down the road, you worry. That doesn't make sense. But that's the way it was. And she was worried sick. And, you know, it's a saying that we have, you're worried sick, but this is what happens. You make yourself sick doing that.
Well, that's where you're putting your attention. And so, yes, you certainly will make yourself sick, because that's what you're creating with your energy and with your life. We have a choice. We always have the choice in every situation, no matter what it is, how we're going to react to that situation and how we're going to use that situation. And we can always use it to our benefit. There's always a blessing in every situation. If we choose to see it and to work with that energy rather than the energy of, oh, woe is me, or why did this happen to me, you know, and negative, useless energy, as I think of it. It's always our choice. And our spirit guides are always there to guide us and inspire us and help us and to help us find that blessing in every circumstance that happens. I had a circumstance this past autumn. My husband and I both had to have surgery. Mine was unexpected, and it was fairly serious. And you know, I ended up having to cancel a European trip because of it, or postpone it. We're going next month, but we had to postpone it. My best friend died the day before my husband's surgery. I mean, we really, you could look at it from the outside and say that was the autumn from hell in this household, and yet I knew even when it was happening, when I was in pain, when I was in sorrow, that there was a blessing, that there were blessings if I could just look for them, take the time to look for them. And so I meditated. I meditated in the hospital. I meditated in my bed at home. And I found the blessings. They definitely were there. And there have been lasting benefits in my life from those experiences. And everybody can do the same thing. Anyone can do that if they choose to put their attention there. It's really that simple.
It is that simple. It is that simple, and I will second that again. I mean, I'm in total, even so, I'm not consciously aware of my guides most of the time. I have been a couple of times. For instance, when I decided to write my book, To Be or Not to Be, The Choice is Yours, on that afternoon, when I started writing it, when I really made a decision, okay, I'm going to now start writing it, I had this, you know, input for sure, because it came out so fast, you know, and I didn't know where it was coming from. It just sort of poured out of me, and I just wrote it down, and when I was done, after maybe an hour or two, I looked in and I thought, wow, this sounds like a really enticing book.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not done consciously, you know. I wasn't sitting there searching for, you know, what should I write about or what should I do? No, it really came to me. It was fed to me. So I call it inspiration, but you're right. Definitely it was an inspiration that came from a higher place. That's for sure.
Yes, I think of it as divine inspiration, but it really doesn't matter what you call it, so long
mm-hmm.
as you appreciate it and put your attention on it and use it. Use that inspiration that is available to everyone. I think dreams, that's really, to me, that is a fundamental and very important source of information and guidance and inspiration, because we all dream and we all have access to this. This isn't something that you have to cultivate to make happen. It's going to happen. It happens every night, whether you're aware of it or not. And it happens to everyone. It's not just a few. You don't need a talent. It's there for everybody. It's a source everyone can cultivate. And the way you can cultivate it, some ways you can cultivate this, for people who say they don't remember their dreams, for example, if you give yourself a positive affirmation before you go to sleep and say, I will remember my dreams tonight, you may find that you remember something. And you can start working with that and start remembering more and then expect more from yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep a dream journal and immediately write down what you remember of the dream, because you're going to lose 50% of that dream in 5 minutes and 90% in 10 minutes. So
yeah.
If you get up to brush your teeth and then say, okay, I'll remember it, I'll write it down later, forget it. You're going to forget it. So it's important to write it down right away. And you'll find that those dreams are pertinent and they are relevant to what's going on in your life. These are not just random things. You're not. Sometimes, yes. Sometimes if you watch that violent movie you were talking about that they play late at night, and they certainly play them here in the States too, you certainly may replay that in your mind. For someone like you or me who would be horrified by such a thing, I pretty much guarantee I would probably relive it and have a nightmare from it, because, you know, I really don't put my attention there at all. I don't want to be there
yeah.
at all. However, so some of it is just that, or it's just chatter from the day, but in a great part, what you're dreaming is inspiration that you're being given from a higher place. And so if you keep a dream journal, you can have a little tape recorder that you talk into, or you can just jot notes down. You can start building a dream symbol dictionary. You can start thinking to yourself, what feelings do you associate with the symbol, whether it's wildflowers or a particular animal? What memories does that evoke? You know, if you dream about a field of flowers, how did that feel to you? And start writing that down, how it felt. Might the symbol be a pun? For example, coins. You might dream about coins that would represent change in your life. Or you might dream about feeling the color blue. And are you feeling blue or sad? Or might the symbol be a metaphor? And most of the time, symbols, they are metaphors for our lives. I would watch for numbers. Are you seeing a lot of recurring numbers? And you might start looking into numerology if that feels right to you. And especially, pay attention to your nightmares. because nightmares are really, really valuable, especially repeating nightmares. When we have nightmares, they are bringing to our attention something that it is useful for us to look at, something that the universe is bringing to our, the front of our consciousness so that we can work through it, whether it's a fear or releasing anger or working on forgiveness or whatever it may be. It's coming to us for a reason, a beneficial reason. And if we put our attention on it and look for the blessing in this, and look for the message in it. Why am I dreaming this? Why is this coming to my attention? What is the dream about? This is what I suggest you do. Take a few deep breaths, relax your mind when you awaken from a nightmare, and then reimagine the dream in a way in which you take control of it and you turn it around. So first of all, you get rid of the fear. In other words, if you're dreaming that you're driving on a bridge and you go off the bridge and you go into the water and you crash and die, re-script the dream so that you gain control of the vehicle. You navigate the bridge successfully, and you're safely on the other side. Now, from that place of safety, think about the dream and think about, what was that about? Am I feeling that life is out of control? Is this something that maybe it would be beneficial for me to look at this point in my life, and use the gift of the nightmare to improve your life, especially repeating nightmares? So I think the dreams are
advice.
Very, very important.
I get a lot of good ideas at night, that I wake up in the middle of the night and I have this wonderful idea. And sometimes it's so strong that I just think, oh, I'm not going to forget that because I'm too lazy to switch on the light, and I know I have a pen and paper next to my bed always for these occasions. And sometimes I think, yeah, this is so good, I'm not going to forget it. And as you said, by the time I get up in the morning, it's gone. I just remember that there was this amazing idea that I had in the middle of the night, but I can't remember what it was. And this is why now I have a pen and paper next to my, on my bedside table, just in case.
As do I, for exactly the same reason.
Yeah, and definitely that happens, and I believe it happens to all of us at some time or another. So everybody that's listening, pen and paper next to your bed, and just switch on that light for a minute and jot it down, you know, make a few remarks and then go back to sleep, but knowing that it will still be there in the morning, because otherwise you might lose something that was really important and good for you. We're getting already to the end. We've got another 3 minutes to go. I want you to let our listeners know where people can get in contact with you. I think you do also reading, right? Readings?
Yes, I do. Actually, I read for people all over the world. I have clients all over the world. I read via Skype so that people can see me. If you have a Skype account, we can see each other, and it's like we're sitting across the table from each other. My website is simply my name, Lucia Reed. It's www.luciareed, that's LuciaReed.com. That's the site. That's it.
Excellent.
I do readings, I do a radio show, and I also help with spirit investigations. I work with paranormal investigators, those who share my ethic, which is one of compassion and respect, not ghost hunting. I like to work with them and help them resolve hauntings.
That sounds wonderful. So everybody, get in touch with Lucia, how did you say it?
Lucia,
okay. Lucia, get in touch with Lucia if you want to know more about how you can actually use your dreams for your own benefits, how you can get in contact with your spiritual guides, because they are there for all of us, and they do help us and give us fantastic advice. And just believe it, you know, when it comes to you, just take it. And I want to remind everybody that there's still time to get your early bird tickets for the Festival of Men in June. So go to the website www.festivalofenlightenment.com and get your early bird ticket for June. I want to see you all there in person, say hi to you, you know, and talk to you. And next week we have another very special guest, so I'm looking forward to seeing you. And thanks very much for being with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Everybody, very, very soon. This is Barbara Hofmeister. Listen to the show. Give yourself. self-space to be. We've just heard it again, how important that is. Give yourself space to be. Go for a walk in nature. Take that time. Now spring is beautiful everywhere. Take that time. Go outside. Don't take anything, not your cell phone, not your MP3 player, just you and nature. And listen. This is Barbara Hofmeister, and I see you next week. Have an inspiring week.